Hello, everyone. This is Luke Jean-Louis, the host of the Deep Voice Man Show. Thanks for joining us, and we have a treat in store for you guys. In fact, I would call it a gourmet meal. We have today one of the smartest and most successful people I know, the one and only Gene Panasenko, a financial advisor with 25 years of experience. And I always say there's financial advisors, then there's financial advisors, and he's in the latter category. He's the real deal. He's someone who works with high net worth individuals and corporations, and very few financial advisors get to this level. And so he has mastered the game of networking and referrals, which he can talk to us about later. And he's seen and done it all in his long career. So far, he's done things like ring the bell at the NASDAQ, I believe. And he is one of the smartest people I know. He knows many languages. And I met him at a networking event, and we just hit it off. Now, he's someone who's incredibly busy, so we're honored to have him here. And he was able to carve out some time in his pack schedule. So thank you so much for that, Gene, for being here. We are so blessed. Can you tell us, Gene, about your background and how you first gravitated toward doing what you do today?
Sure thing, Luke. Good morning. It's a beautiful Friday morning, so good morning to you and good morning to your audience. I do hope that they come to appreciate your podcast by now. I mean, it's a new venture for you. This is something I know you've been looking to do for quite some time, and unlike many people that, you know, keep dreaming but never actually make that step towards implementing to make those dreams come true, you actually have made it in spite of all the challenges, you know, that, you know, the whole country, the whole world is going through with the insanity of, you know, pandemic, lockdowns, you know, and what have you. You actually have done it. And in a very brief period of time, you have been able to get on your podcast, you know, a few people, some of them like Garrett, you know, I believe he was one of the latest on your podcast. So, again, great people, great professionals. So I really want to congratulate you and wish you continuing success with this venture. So, yeah, pleasure connecting with you. I know we have been trying to get it done. And finally today, you know, on this beautiful Friday morning. We're here. So, I've been doing this for 25 years, and time does fly painfully fast, as most of the people can attest. You know, I always make a point of stating that, you know, whenever you speak with a financial advisor, you know, just ask them not how long they've been in the business, but how long they actually have been a financial advisor. I know a countless number of people, and they're wonderful people, but again, they may have been in the business for the same amount of time, you know, 25 years, but they've been actually financial advisors for only a fraction of that time, because the rest of their career, you know, they've been doing supporting jobs, which again, are extremely, extremely important. Right. They're critically important for every financial planning, you know, business and practice, but as a financial advisor, they actually had been doing this for a fraction of time. So I got licensed, you know, and I became a financial advisor 25 years back, and it's been like a flash. It's it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun, really. You know, what drives people to become advisor? Different people, they have different. You know, different motivations, different goals when they choose to go on that path. I've been very fortunate to have some people that I met many years back, and they were traders on the New York Stock Exchange. And that was obviously pre-9/11, where, you know, you didn't have to have, you know, an extra, you know, clearance, you know, to get into the exchange, which is almost impossible unless you visit the place with a delegation. I mean, so again, they own seats, which are not actually seats. Anyone who has been inside the New York Stock Exchange, who has been on the floor, there was no seats. I mean, the people that are just running around, they do have the seats in a massive conference room upstairs, you know, but anyway, so I've been fortunate to get there about 28 years back, and it was like an absolutely amazing world to see all that, mayhem, seemingly from outside. But again, it was a
Sure.
very structured, disarray, so to speak, to facilitate, massive transactions, executing deals, some
Right.
mega million-dollar trades
Wow.
for institutions and what have you. So again, I've been fascinated, but those people, God bless them, they've been very honest and very straightforward with me, and they were telling me that even at that
Right.
point, 28 years back, they could tell that the writing is on the wall, and most of the things that are being done by the humans, they will be computerized anytime going forward. So I've seen
Right.
that come to fruition, became reality, where again, you're seeing a fraction of the number of people on the floor actually.
Right.
And most of the stuff nowadays is computerized. So that
Right.
immediately, gave me an indication that as much as I would like to be doing something like that,
Right.
I probably should not be going into something which is, a dying pretty much line of business. So I always have been attracted in applying financial basics to the human beings, not just computerized trading, and I decided to become a financial advisor. So
Wow.
I got interviewed by all the major, at that time they had five major wirehouses, Merrill Lynch, Smith Barney, Morgan Stanley, Paine Webber, and Prudential Securities, and
Right.
very, very, so they do have some pretty compelling tests, before
Right.
you get accepted into the program. So Prudential Securities, I actually got offers from all five of them, which is amazing.
Wow.
I selected Prudential Securities because, in my opinion, very strong opinion, that have been confirmed multiple times down the line, had the most compelling training program, and that's exactly what I did. So, I got in the business, and the rest is history.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's a great story. And it's
Thanks.
interesting because you immigrated to this country from another nation, right? And
Absolutely. I grew up in Ukraine when it was still part of its former Soviet Union. Well, at that point, it
wow.
was not former; it was the Soviet Union. And
Right.
again, it's like landing on the moon. It's a completely different environment. It's a completely different everything. And again, God bless America. Anyone who has known me longer than 60 seconds, they've heard me repeat that thing countless number of times. God bless America. It's the best place in the world. That has allowed, millions, hundreds of millions of people to create really net worth without the government intrusions, with a free market
Right.
economy.
Right.
And I'm hoping and praying that we're going to be able to keep this for the future generations. Yep.
I hope so too. This is a land of opportunity, and I love hearing inspiring, successful immigrant stories. And this is a very different place from communist, Soviet Union. And so obviously you've seen a lot of change. You've been around a long time. You saw how it was before the computerization and whatnot. Can you tell us the current state of, the financial world and the industry, and what challenges has the pandemic posed?
Well, the lockdowns had a devastating impact on the industry because the industry would not be able to sustain itself without the clients. So, as you indicated in the intro, I've been working with both private individuals and small businesses. Again, small businesses, they are created and operated by the individuals. And very unfortunately, as a result, again, of lockdowns in some places, again, New York City was actually the first place in the country. It was the ground zero to introduce the lockdowns. Consequently, again, we have seen riots and looting. So, at the end of the day, advisors like myself, it just varies as far as percentages, but we have been impacted dramatically by the loss of many clients who lost their businesses as a result of those events. And again, when you advise the business in a capacity of a financial advisor like myself, you also work with individuals because individuals make businesses. So while you may be advising them on setting up and executing and managing the 401k plans and, but at the end of the day, you also work with individuals who have their personal needs, whatever they may involve, IRA accounts outside of 401k plans, which are executed for the company, life disability insurance for both individuals and executives. So again, when the business is gone or when the business has to let many of their employees go because of the economic environment that they're going
Right.
through, obviously it impacts the business of every financial advisor who has been involved in the
Right.
process. So again, it's I don't want to expand it too extensively, but it's painful to say the least to see the businesses.
Right.
Some of them, they're the second or third generation where the people poured
Wow.
their hearts and souls, and they're just gone because of all the insanity that we've been going through. So yeah, it's a dramatic, dramatic impact. I can only hope and pray that
Right.
we're going to see some dramatic, dramatic switch back to normalcy in the economy. I'm not going to be going into, how effective or ineffective, all the protocols implemented as a result of lockdowns here in New York have been, because the bulk of my clients are in New York. That's where I'm based at, though I do have clients out of state as well. But we can make a lot of cases, citing states which never had any kind of lockdowns, like North Dakota, for example,
right,
with Kristi Noem as a governor, and the infection rate is a tiny fraction of what we have
right.
in places like New York, and unemployment is the lowest in the country, and the economy
wow.
is flying, and everybody's happy. So again,
wow.
let's hope and pray that we can see, dramatic switches before we lose, more businesses, which is going to have, profound and long-lasting impact on the economy of the whole state.
Wow. Yeah, I know it's really tough and rough out there. I've seen so many businesses close, and it's tough in New York with all the indoor dining places being closed. And, I mean, if you're trying to operate a restaurant, I mean, how can you do it in this environment? And I completely agree with you that it's really rough. Now, obviously, there's going to be a point in time where we see the light at the end of the tunnel, and the pandemic, will die down, or it won't ever go away, but it'll significantly improve. Where do you see things in the future when it comes to business, the industry, and where do you see yourself in that future?
Well, I see myself as being one of the key people who have been able to help, and God willing, I will be able to keep helping individuals and small businesses, with anything pertaining to their retirement planning, risk management, which pretty much translate into life goals. Money is meaningless. It's really what the money means to you. Does it mean
right.
for you to be able to take care of yourself and your family, the
right.
loved ones nowadays, to make a contribution, meaningful contribution to, whatever you want to believe into, being at the church, the temple, being able
right.
to support any kind of political initiatives.
Right.
So that's what the money translates into. And a financial advisor is one of the most important people in that respect, as part of the other people, which would be
right.
attorneys, CPAs. So I work very, very extensively as a team, with those professionals, trying to make sure that we're all in sync and we understand where the client stands
right.
today, where the client would like to be, on an intermediate basis, being in 5 and 10 years from now, and ultimately, the retirement for the individuals, or the exit strategy for the business owner, what's going to happen with the business. He or she is going to keep it in a family, which may or may not
right.
be the case, because a lot of times, especially when it comes down to traditional, so to speak, industries, the kids, the
right.
grandkids, they have zero interest in pursuing the same kind of passions and plans that their parents or grandparents may have in place for them, as far as the the ultimate beneficiaries of that business, or if they finally decide to accept, to step into their shoes and operate the business, a lot of times
right.
because, again, they don't have enough drive, they don't have enough desire, or a combination of multiple factors, within literally a year, they can and they may be driving that business into the ground, which is very tragic.
Wow. Wow. That's crazy. So, all right. Well, there's always going to be a need for financial advisors, and so that's the great thing. And, you've had so much success over the years. I'm curious, as a financial advisor, obviously you've seen success that very few advisors see. And, there's so many financial advisors, so many people get into the industry and don't find the kind of success you do. I'm curious, what would you say to someone who wants to be a financial advisor and wants to do what you do, in attained your success? Like, how should they stand out from everyone else? What should they do different and whatnot?
Right. It's an excellent question, Luke. And again, it just reflects on your level of wisdom that you've been exhibiting. No, seriously, I mean that. I have ultimate respect for yourself, and hopefully the audience will get it, because everybody can launch the podcast, but you really put your heart and soul and your extensive expertise into this project. And I have no doubt that, again, no, absolutely. So again, any business, I mean, it's sweat, it's effort, it's desire, it's passion. Mm-hmm. Unless the people really have those driving factors, I really cannot imagine how anyone can be successful in any kind of industry, especially financial advisory, which has been always extremely probably one of the most competitive probably industries out there. New York City, that's where I've been operating for, you know, a quarter of a century, is probably the highest concentration of financial advisor in the country, probably in the world. So everybody's trying to make it. And reality is that, again, with all the challenges, you know, that the industry presents, you know, it's not just the hard work, but compliance regulations that keep getting, you know, to the next level almost like exponentially. So if somebody is willing to really sacrifice, you know, not just a couple of years, but quite a few years of their lives, and really put their head down and utilize whatever resources have been developed by the industry. You know, the beauty is that we don't need to be Einsteins, you know, at the end of the day. You know, there is plenty of smart people, and I've seen people with law degrees, and I've seen accountants and very successful people getting in a business, you know, giving all the big talk and then, you know, screaming about how great and then successful they're going to be down the line. But at the end of the day, you know, in a matter of, you know, 12 to 14, you know, 18 months, they would be dropping out, unfortunately. So it really is a combination of multiple factors, you know, but at the end of the day, I feel unless you as a person, you take possession of that business, you really feel accountable for every step that you're taking, you know, from picking up the phone and making that first phone call to the prospective client to really getting across the message of your value proposition. There is gazillion people out there. And like I said, God bless them. We have plenty of great advisors, which have done many, many great things with our clients, really. Putting a very, very meaningful impact, positive impact on the clients' lives, allowing them to achieve their, you know, retirement dreams and college savings dreams for their kids and grandkids. But at the end of the day, again, there is plenty of people that do not offer a comprehensive or a holistic, as I would say, approach in working with our clients. And holistic is the word that has been overused, you know, really beaten to death, you know, over many, many years. You know, everybody claims to be holistic, but what exactly does it mean to the client, and how exactly do you plan on implementing that holistic comprehensive approach? Again, it's an incredibly challenging industry. However, if the people are willing to make the sacrifice, you know, and put the time and effort, you know, it's an incredible business to be in, because, again, in my book, different people, they have different values and different factors, you know, that kind of like take them off and show the level of success. To me, an incredible level indication and confirmation of my successful work with a client would be, again, allowing the client to achieve the landmarks that they're trying to achieve, you know, meaning, you know, putting them on track with retirement, or, you know, if you're very successful in certain cases, you know, to expedite the time when the clients actually can afford the retirement. But it does come to an awful lot of planning, and it does take two to tango, because you can bring the best advice, but unless the clients are willing to, you know, open up their eyes and ears and not just hear the advice, but actually have the discipline to execute the advice. And again, it's not a 100-meter dash. It's not a marathon. Right. It's Iron Man, you know. between marathon and then swimming and then bicycling,
right.
you know,
right.
times, you know, 10, 20, 30. So again, it may sound overwhelming, but just like with the Navy SEALs training or, you know, you don't get overwhelmed. You take it a little chunk at a time. And that's, you know, if you can get through the next, you know, 10 minutes and then next hour, it will get you hopefully next to the next day. And then it's a brand new day and it's new goals and new aspirations and new objectives. But if you keep pushing yourself, and again, myself, I view myself not just as an advisor, but really as a life coach, if you will.
Really?
You know, so you really show, you lead by example. So while everybody is fundamentally different, everybody has their own personal needs and likes and dislikes, but there is the whole bunch, the whole gamut of the things which really make a lot of common sense. And I'm trying to share with the people not just my personal experience, but the experience of many, many, many successful people,
wow.
you know, individuals, professionals, business owners, whom I've been fortunate and privileged to advise and with whom I've been working for many years or decades.
Wow. That was incredible, actually. And first, I want to thank you for your kind words. I really appreciated someone of your stature, background, seeing that kind of positivity and those seeing those kind of traits in me. I'm very, very humbled. So, Gene, thank you so much for that. And
my pleasure, Luke.
You got it. Your story of drive as being an immigrant coming here from a country that wasn't the best of environments to be in, and to find that kind of success and based on the attributes you had of you know, never quitting, being a Navy SEAL, you know, sacrifice. I just find it incredible. Your story.
I've been very fortunate, again, though I served in the military, in the Ukrainian military right before I came to the U.S., but I've been very, very fortunate to meet some Navy SEALs. You know, I actually have been privileged to meet Robert O'Neill, the Navy SEAL who actually not only took part in the raid to execute bin Laden, but actually put, you know, bullets into that terrorist, body. So again, it's a very humbling experience when you get to meet those people, and it puts into perspective a great many things. So it's when somebody's complaining about a bad day in the office, you know, I'm trying to relate to my military experience back, you know, in my overseas deployments through the Ukrainian military, and I'm trying to always remember the experience of those many, many, many brave men and women in uniform who served and who keep serving and who are being deployed as we speak, you know, sacrificing their lives to protect the American freedom.
Wow. That's an amazing. So you got to meet this gentleman. I've always wanted to meet him, the guy who took out or took part.
It's incredible. Yeah. He was actually a guest speaker. He was a keynote speaker at one of the investment conferences I've been attending, and while again I've been flying to multitude of different places all across the U.S., you know, from East Coast to West Coast, South to North, but that actually took place right in New York City, you know, only a few blocks away from my office. And I believe it was it was an incredible conference, and again, the crown jewel, obviously, of many great people, speakers at that event was Robert O'Neill, the U.S. Navy SEAL, and it was an incredible experience. He's been kind enough to actually shake hands and took pictures with some chosen ones, and I've been ultra fortunate to be included into that category.
Wonderful! Wow, that's incredible. Now I know you're pressed for time. So there's only a few questions left. Now I'm curious. Now you mentioned O'Neill. Do you have any other moving or entertaining stories from your career? I know you've accomplished a lot. If you could just tell us some of the incredible stuff you've done or seen or people you've met.
You know, incredible things are the things that, again, not necessarily are the ones that end up on television screens. I mean, what we have seen just in the last 10 months is an incredible success story of so many incredible people. You know, I'm talking about, you know, first responders, you know, police officers, you know, law enforcement people, medical personnel. I have multiple clients who are nurses and doctors. My dear and wonderful wife, God bless her, she is a nurse. And when a lot of people have a luxury of just staying home and then chilling, sitting back on their couches and watching the news, she's out there working double shifts, taking care of her patients along with many of her peers, from again, doctors to nurses to nurse, assistants and all the levels of support staff that have been contributing. So to me, it's a definition of success. You don't need to be necessarily a CEO of a multi-billion dollar company. You don't need to be a top level, lawyer who went to a fancy, Harvard or Yale or whatever kind of school. Just doing your job, making a contribution to keep the place safer and better and stronger. So that's an incredible success as far as I'm concerned. But with that said, again, it's a blessing. It has been a blessing, and God willing, it will be a blessing going forward, as I have been meeting and working with multiple people from all walks of life, born here in the US or which came from overseas like myself. And they've been, again, they had a dream of getting somewhere in life, and without using any excuses, which are the cases with so many other folks out there. Everything out there in a book, can and will be used as an excuse. But again, if the people have the will, if the people have the passion to pursue, if the people have a drive, they will get what they're trying to get. It's really just a matter of time. So I've been very, very fortunate to meet with the people who own, sizable chunks of real estate, both in New York and across the country, CEOs, corporate executives, people who created from nothing, some businesses that became small businesses and then not so small businesses, creating jobs, really improving the lives of their families and the lives of the employees and their families. So to me, that's an incredible reward that anyone who is working with those businesses or companies or clients in a capacity of financial advisor like myself, it's an incredible reward that comes, as a huge inspiration. So, when the people ask me what keeps me going, it's one of the huge things, one of the factors that gets me out of bed at 5:30 in the morning, and then just checking the emails and checking the voicemails. And some of my clients, the overseas clients, being in Europe or Asia. So again, it's a lot of responsibility, but the reward, in my opinion, is incredible. So if somebody is willing to do that, then it's an incredible line of business to be in.
Well, thank you so much for that. We're all appreciative of the work that your wife does and all the other medical professionals out there. They risk their lives every day to fight this, invisible enemy. Hopefully one day soon will go away. And you're so right about eliminating all excuses. They say life is how you respond to it, 90%. 10% is what happens to you, 90% is how you respond. And people need to realize that, they control their lives, and if they want to do something, they have to work hard like you did as an immigrant. You came to this country, you didn't know anyone, you probably didn't have that much money, but you hit the ground running because you knew this was a land of opportunity, and you took advantage of the opportunity that you saw here that you probably couldn't have back home in your old country. And so it's such an amazing story. And you and your wife, that's an incredible team, the both of you guys. And I'm curious, you spoke a lot about things that can help one succeed as a financial advisor or in life in general. But one of the major things entrepreneurs need to do more of is networking, getting to that point where they rely mostly on referrals, mostly, or solely rely on referrals. Now, I know you're the champion of networking. You know a lot about networking. I always see you at the networking events. What advice would you give to someone to network effectively and get to a point where they could rely on referrals?
Right. Look, as you pointed, the networking factor is extremely critical in growing your business. I like using the line that you can be the next Einstein, but if the people, if the world does not know that you are exactly that, then how are they going to use your expertise, your advice? So we do have many instruments which are available today, the ones that were not available as recently as, 15, 20 years back, from LinkedIn to whatever. But most of the people, myself including, they will be very strong in agreeing with the fact that nothing can replace physical, networking, where you can eyeball the person that you are meeting, where you can shake the hands, with the people you meet when you have, a conversation face to face with the person, trying to get to know the person, the business line, and how potentially you can network together, support each other, or potentially benefit from utilizing each other services and expertise. So you and I were met at one of the networking events. I forgot which one it was. I believe great in New York Chamber of Commerce, where I have been a loyal and dedicated member for many, many, many years. I served as a board member for several years and then passed my baton to the successor. So again, those are great places to network. And very unfortunately, again, because of these horrible draconian lockdowns, we have not been able to do them in person. Let's hope and pray that again the lockdowns get lifted before we sustain any more damage to the economy and people's lives. But once they do reopen, again, it's just a matter of, getting out of bed earlier than normally and putting your shoes on and then just getting out to meet the people. The bulk of those networking events, they take place in the morning, 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning, when an awful lot of people, they're still not out of bed. And again, we've heard it many, many times in different shapes and forms, early bird gets the worm. So by the time most of the people get out of bed, you can actually bang out a very nice, very successful networking event, at the Chamber of Commerce or whatever the venue may be, and you can make some meaningful contacts that hopefully will grow, and benefit you and your business. So again, it just comes down to the basics. Nothing, it's not a rocket science. You just, get out of bed and go and meet new people. And hopefully, as you do it consistently, you will build a network of people which are either going to end up doing business with you or, as a minimum, will become a strong, strong pack of advocates for yourself and your business when you help them and you network with them and you support them. So to me, it's just common sense.
Wow, that's incredible advice. Networking is so important and so few people do it. It looks like you've put your heart and soul into networking. Joining with a prestigious organization like the Chamber of Commerce. It looks like, you're someone who takes networking seriously and you're an inspiration to me. That's where you get lucky. It's, I don't want to say luck, but that's how you build success. Most successful people have the widest networks they've found through studies. That's how they find out about opportunities like jobs or clients and whatnot. And so few people are really doing it, and it's incredibly sad. And so I know you're pressed for time, so this will actually be the last two questions. You've given us a lot of good, life lessons and success principles. And you're right about, waking up early. It turns out the most successful people in the world are early risers. So there's something to that, definitely. I'm curious, what book recommendations would you make? Like, what are the kind of books everyone should read, or at least every financial advisor should read?
Well, again, not everybody's trying to be a financial advisor, so I really would not be focusing on financial advisory segment of population. But there is just so many books. I mean, it just when the people are not reading books on a consistent basis, I mean, to me, it is just beyond me. And it's unfortunate reality that we have millions and tens of millions of people whose reading is limited nowadays to, Facebook and Instagram, which is, again, it's beyond me. So I'm not talking just about the classics that it's embarrassing. It should be embarrassing to many people, myself, who again grew up in a communist Ukraine, which obviously has completely different language and culture. I can, I grew up reading, tons of American writers, and to
Wow.
me that was like the first glimpse of what America is about. Because,
Right.
but again, I guess business kind of books would be a lot more helpful. But business is only one of the aspects. So Napoleon Hill, for example, has incredible line of books, and again, the guy has been gone for a long, long time. But I would say, just
Right.
look up Napoleon Hill. I mean, he has a whole bunch of really great books.
Right.
Dale Carnegie, is incredible. Again,
Right.
the guy has been gone for a long time. But those are the fundamentals, because if the people cannot communicate clearly with the people, if the people cannot see the value in developing human skills, human relationship skills, then again, you can be a genius when it comes down to business, but you're going to be restricting yourself voluntarily or
Right.
involuntarily if you don't apply those skills. But pretty much, if you walk into any major or not so major bookstore and you look in the business section, just look up the best sellers. Don't get overwhelmed. Start from the scratch if that's where you stand. But just get some best sellers and read those books. Read some, Richard Branson, again, great success story. Elon Musk, again, the guy that came here from South Africa. Speaking of immigrants, again, coming from South Africa is different than coming from the communist country like Ukraine, for example. So, he has been fortunate to speak the same language since his babyhood, as opposed to myself. But again, him and his brother, they were sleeping on the floor, literally, of the small office that they rented, And because they had a passion. So read his books. I mean, the guy is a genius as far as I'm concerned. I mean, extremely, extremely inspirational story. While not everybody can be as skillful or intelligent, because again, we cannot choose the level of IQ we have in this life, but we can develop ourselves
Right.
mentally. And again, by following those people life stories, I mean, hopefully many people can find it very inspirational from the personal standpoint and from the professional and business standpoint as well.
Wow, that's incredible. And it's he's had a just an amazing life story. He's now the second richest person in the world, apparently after Jeff Bezos. So it's just
Right.
an inspiring story. Real quickly, are you ever going to write a book yourself about your life at some point? You have a great story.
Yeah, you're very kind, Lucas, as usual. I appreciate that. It would be probably, a very long book, and I've had some fascinating stories that I may share with the people down the line. I probably will never have patience to write it by myself, but fortunately, we do have many wonderful professionals nowadays that go by ghost writers, I guess. So you just kind of like share your story, and they put it into decent shape, that will come out as a book. So yeah, it may be happening at some point down the line. At this point, I'm just too busy, trying to keep the things going.
Yeah,
So
I totally understand. I don't see you as a person that will ever retire because I think you love to work.
well,
Yeah.
I like, again, going back to the real life stories. I'll never forget a gentleman. May he rest in peace by now, Mr. Herb Hirschhorn. He was 96 years old when he passed away. He was one of the most
Wow.
successful attorneys recognized at the national level. He was one of the five founding members of New York Trial Lawyers Association.
Wow.
And it's an incredible story because he has been a great athlete. He has been ultra successful attorney who represented the whole bunch of some of the biggest corporate entities in the country. Almost up until, his demise, he was still very active. He would be in his office. He would be in court. If you called his assistant asking for him, she would get very agitated, like, almost
Wow.
like, how dare you? He's in the court. He's in litigation. So
Wow.
he was not sitting just, doing nothing. So to me, it was one of the most inspiring business stories where you can see that the person who seemingly has accomplished pretty much anything that most of the people can only dream of, but he was just driving himself, and that's what kept him going. So
Wow.
yeah, I mean, I have no desire, for as long as I can do it mentally and physically, God willing, I'll be glad and happy to work with the people and help them.
Wow, that's amazing. And that gentleman, he has an incredible story. They say the longest lived people are the ones who don't retire and always have something to do and have some kind of purpose. So there is something to that.
Very true.
So, all right. Well, speaking with you has been tremendously inspiring. I know you're a very busy man. I really appreciate it. And, you coming on here, I know you have a lot of things to do, and you thought, sitting down and chatting with me and being a guest on this show was a worthwhile endeavor. And, I really do appreciate that. So, from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much, Gene. And now, if you can just describe all the ways that people can reach out, get in touch with you. I'm sure lots of people would love to have you in their network. I consider you a major center of influence.
Well, thank you for the kind words, Luke. You have been great, and it's been a pleasure, getting on your channel. I do wish you continuing success and best of everything. And I have no doubt that you will keep growing exponentially with many great professionals getting on your channel, to have this meaningful and wonderful interview. As far as my contacts, Gene Panasenko on LinkedIn, that's the easiest way to get in touch with me. I'm not going to trouble the audience with spelling my name. I hope you're going to post it at the bottom in the description area of this
Definitely.
podcast, as you
Definitely.
will, my telephone number and my email. So again, LinkedIn is something that I'm checking, probably very often. So again, anyone who is considering getting the second opinion on whatever they already have in place, I applaud when the people have done anything at all, because you're seeing people again using every excuse in the book. Well, I'm waiting until I get married. I'm waiting until I have a child. I'm waiting until I buy the house. I'm waiting until, it just never stops. So we're seeing people with very sizable incomes, and they have no savings. And you're seeing people which are making average or sometimes below average income, but because they do have the discipline, they're putting away, the money in a disciplined manner. They're working with a financial advisor who represents their best interests. And it's not a magic. It's not going to double or triple overnight. But for as long as you do have the disciplined approach, then over years and decades, you can expect to see some meaningful impact. Of what you have done, over time. So again, if anyone already has something in place, retirement plans, IRAs, life disability insurance, and they would like just to get a second opinion, I'll be glad to provide it. So again, please get in touch to me through LinkedIn, and the contact info that you, Luke, are going to have on your podcast, and I'll be glad to speak. We can do it, the regular conference call, we can have a Zoom video conference, whatever the clients so. People prefer, but I'll be glad to provide it, no charges, no obligations. All right.
Oh, wonderful. And thank you so much for that. I'm sure the audience really appreciates that. And I'm sure there's folks out there who can definitely, utilize your services or come to you for that second, look, whatnot. And, I wanted to thank you for all the kind words you've given to me throughout this interview. Thank you so much for that, Gene. I really do appreciate it. I really do. And, it's interesting, you also have a podcast as well. And I took a look at the last episode. I think it's very well done.
Thank you. Thank you, Luke.
And I think people should also subscribe to your channel
Yeah,
as
it's
well.
Gene Panasenko. Yeah, Gene Panasenko on YouTube. The podcast name is Straight and Unfiltered. So hopefully the people will learn a lot. Again, I'm doing the best to invite the highest quality people. It's something that I started about 3.5 months back. And again, people are attorneys and CPAs and business owners and executives. I mean, a really great bunch of people. So instead of reading a book in a matter of, 40, 45 minutes, the duration of the podcast, they can really learn a lot of pearls of wisdom from somebody who already has done it, has seen it, went through all that. And hopefully, again, there will be a lot of value to whoever cares to get on that YouTube channel. All right. But look, again, it's been a pleasure. Thanks very much. Wish you continuing success and best wishes for the new year 2021. All right. God bless.
You guys, thank you so much for coming on, and thank you to the audience for listening. And I'll see you guys in the next episode. Take care. Bye, everyone. Hey, guys, before you go, just real quick, if you can just do me a favor, if you can head over to the Apple Podcasts app, and if you're not there already, and if you can leave me a 5-star review, that would be great. If you love the show, if you can just go ahead and do that, and that will help to spread the word about the show, and other people can enjoy the show as much as you do. And so if you can do that, that would mean the world to me. And also, if you want to email me with any feedback or any praise or support, please feel free to go ahead and do that. And you can also email me to request to be put on our email list. So we can send you out emails when new episodes come out. So thank you very much for being a fan of the show. Thank you for listening to the show and supporting the show. So if you can do that, go out and give us a 5-star review on the Apple Podcast app. That would be great. And if you can email us so we can put you on the email list and email us with feedback and praise, that would be amazing. Thank you so much, and I'll see you guys in the next episode. Take care. Bye-bye.